Listen, when you in faith about anything, he's coming, amen. You might as well get ready. If you believe in God for a car, you sow your seed, devil gonna come. You believe in God for a mate, y'all get married, guess what? The devil gonna come. If you got a job, you get a new job, the devil gonna come. He gonna come with something. But it's up to you how you react when that situation comes. He spoke, he said, come. Then and I saw a combination of pictures. I saw when she first had the wreck on the bike and when it was hit. I saw it all in one picture, just all together. And he said, it's going to be deformed. I said, nope. I said, we already agreed. And we already took authority over the name of Jesus above that. I said, it's settled. That's it. So I was driving on, and it kept on just kind of nagging me. When that thing starts to nag you and still trying to nag you, you got to speak to it. Amen. Because what it is, the devil's trying to get a foothold so he can get you to say something or get your thoughts going. See, the Bible says, as a man thinketh, there you go. Y'all know the Bible. Amen. So he was trying to get into my thought life. But in Ephesians chapter 5, he says, speak to yourself in what? Psalms, hymns, spiritual songs. You know, songs of the Spirit, make it melody in your heart. So I just began to say, oh, Paris is healed. Oh, yes, she's healed. By his stripes, my baby is healed. I don't know why I came out country western, but there'll be no scars on her pretty face. She is healed, she is healed, she is healed. That tooth will grow, it'll grow on out. I'm saying that tooth will grow on out. It'll be white and shining. God, you're mighty. That tooth will grow now. Amen. I sung it. I stopped singing, and they tried to nag me again. I said, oh, she's healed. Oh, Paris is healed. By his stripes, my baby's healed. There won't be a scar on her pretty face. She is healed. She is healed. She is healed. I mean, to my house for my job, about an hour, hour and a half, depending on where I'm at. Sung there for a straight full hour. Got to the house. I walked through the door. It hit me again. I said, oh, she's healed. My baby's healed. Twice. I said, Tariq, what are you singing, babe? I'm singing these songs and these spiritual songs. Amen. By his stripes, my baby's healed. There won't be a scar on her pretty face. She's healed. She's healed. She's healed. And after about 2 or 3 hours, the devil finally got tired and left me alone. Amen. Amen. And it's healing so, I'm talking about, faster than we could ever imagine. Now, I had people try to prophesy all kind of bad stuff. I was telling my boss at work, what happened? Oh, you just wait till it start turning black and blue and it's going to do. I said, I don't see that. That's what I said to myself. I said, I don't see that. And the other people, yeah, you know that, you know, kids going to have little accidents. You know, they're going to get their broken bones. I said, I don't receive that. Your kids might get some broken bones. Mine ain't gonna get it. I don't receive it. I'm not gonna agree with that. You're not gonna speak that on me. Amen. So Paris, she's healed. Amen. Amen. Now, I mean, with the severity of that accident, she should have been in all kind of pain. Paris wasn't hurt. Now she started milking it. Now she started really, really working it. I said, Princess, Cameron, and Paris, y'all get up and clean up the kitchen. We just got through eating. And so Cameron and Princess, they got up, started cleaning up. And Paris came around the corner with her arms folded. That's what she does. She breathe. What's wrong with you, Paris? She said, we always got to clean up the kitchen, and you and Mama just chill out. I said, oh, no, she didn't. Oh, no. I was like, Toya, I finna put it. No, she didn't. Really? Really, Paris? Y'all just chill out all the time. I said, Paris, do you pay bills up in here? She didn't know what I'm talking about, some bills. But she started milking it. Paris, y'all clean up. My face. My dad, my face. I said, Toy, you know she faking. Trey, you leave my baby alone. You know she faking. Know she faking. Then she go picking at me, poking me inside, and hit Paris, stop now. Paris, stop, baby, stop. Paris, John, you'll stop. Trey, leave my baby alone. You know she getting healed now. She I look at a girl, you just wait, I'm going to get you now. Boy, but when I say she took full advantage, amen. But what I want to say in closing, amen, y'all, it's 7:37. Y'all go, what? Do I need to go? I can go on now. I'm just saying. See, you ain't saying, look at you back there, talking about Tommy. Talking about, go on, close it up. Close it. Come on up to this altar so we can pray, amen. See? But it closing, amen. It closing. the devil, no power. No power. No power. God, all power. He said in Luke 10, 19, he said, I have given you power over all the power of the enemy. We know that word power means authority. He has given you the authority over all the power of the enemy. I'm telling you, you got authority. This week, the rest of this year, use your spiritual authority on everything. I'm talking about every single thing. Use your faith. Build your faith. Believe God for something. I heard a guy say, he said, God, he said, how do you say it? God don't want, how do you say it? God don't want everybody to be a millionaire. He said, yeah, God don't want everybody to be no millionaire. Man, you serious? I can agree with that. Because he wants some of us to be billionaires. Amen. Amen. I mean, God wants to bless his people. Amen. He's the God of increase. I mean, I could go into in scriptures about increase, but I won't do it tonight. Amen. But this week, use your spiritual authority. And when the enemy comes, listen now, it ain't nothing but a show. All that, when that problem looks big and it's like it's the worst thing, you stand and you do not be moved. You speak the word of God and you tell that situation what to do in Jesus' name. You tell it what to do and it has to obey. Why? Because the name of Jesus is above every name.